All right, we're starting our audio version of the pre-show right now, just in time for the story. So, what happened? Indianapolis beat the Titans, and the Titans beat New England. What a weird. I'm not following football at all because I'm bored to tears. But every time I glance up at it, I'm like, what fucking league is this? What? Anyway, so I bring this little dog. It's filthy, dirty, scabs. It's got a. You can tell he's got a little bit of glaucoma. Stone deaf. Can't hear a fucking thing. 14 years old. That's right, Brea. That's brand new. It's brand new cat litter, Brea. Now, Brea's sitting in the box, and she's just staring at nothing. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're pissing outside the box. Good going. It looked like she was just staring and doing nothing. No. She's taking a very liberal leak right outside the edge of the box. Now, make sure you bury that, Brea. Make sure you turn around and, like, you know, just autonomically, instinctively bury it. But she won't be burying anything because you have to bury. But, and she's pushing the sand around in front of her, and she took a piss on the rug behind her. So that's not got anything to do with the insulin. I've seen her do that with a full load of insulin in her. So that's all right, honey. So this little dog, these women, if you were this during the chat, the short version is these women. Do you know this dog? Across the street from my house, I'm getting out of my car. I got some groceries. I got some shit that I'm pulling out of the car. And I'm not trying to show you my chest hair because I know that excites a lot of the male viewers. The women have never commented. I'm fucking around. So I'm hotter than goddamn hell is what I am. I said, no, I don't. Well, we know he belongs to one of these houses. So anyway, I go over. I look at this little guy. He's a little shih tzu. He's a cute son of a bitch. He's got the greatest goddamn disposition in the world. He's licking your face. He's old and he's filthy. And he walks in that kind of splayed foot walk that a lot of older dogs, but it's not arthritis, as I subsequently found out. So I said, I'll take him in, you know, because I'm a soft touch for animals these days. You guys who've been with me for a while know. So I took this guy in. I said, well, fuck it. You know, if he takes a shit on the rug, we always clean that up. I don't know what his trip is. The first thing I'm thinking of is water. Anytime you get a stray, the first thing you do is give him water. Because like all animals, us included, it's the first thing we need. He slopped down a bowl of water. I got him some, I had cat food. Two big pates of, like, salmon. And he wolfed those down. But one thing, he was not starved. He was chubby. No, I wouldn't say chubby, but he was well-fed. Thus began this period of 24 hours of him staying here with us, pissing off Brea, scaring the shit out of Thunder, trying to sleep, but then he'd jump awake and he'd run to the front door and just sit there as if he was waiting for someone to get him. That broke my fucking heart. And I stayed downstairs with him because I couldn't let him go upstairs because he was pissing. The one time I took him upstairs, thank God we got fucking laminate floors up there. I'd like to say hardwood, but well, it is the beach. Anyway... He was pissing on the floors and wiped that down and said, well, I can't do that. So we got him downstairs and I basically spent the whole night with him laying on the floor downstairs, him and I both kind of nodding off, but then he'd jump up awake. I tried to get him to lay down and sleep. I couldn't get him to do that. And we both had this night of being awake and I'm checking him out and he's walking around. He's looking at this place and he's probably wondering, what the hell am I doing? I'm thinking, what the fuck am I doing? You know, I talked to Maria. She said she'd adopt him. She said she'd take him in. But at the time we didn't know the extent of his problems. So I said, well, I'm going to take him to the vet the next day. So Saturday morning I called. My vet was fantastic. They got me right in at 9 o'clock. Go to Ohana Veterinary Hospital here in Ventura. They're great. Doctor, what was her name? Jordan. God damn it. I forgot her name. Great, damn good doctor. Looked him over, said, no arthritis. She said she was twisting his legs every which way, and he was fine. He wasn't in any pain, but he did have kind of a little bit of a splayed walk, which is typical of that breed. He had fleas. He had some eczema, which is a skin thing. He has got the worst goddamn breath in the history of the world because he's an old guy, and he's got bad teeth, all that shit. And he had this anxiety, separation anxiety, probably due to his deafness because he can't hear anything. So he was wondering where are people. And every time I was out of sight, even him, he couldn't see me, he'd start barking and whimpering. So then they scan him for the chip. Make sure your pets are chipped. And make sure the goddamn chip is connected to a name and address. You don't just get a fucking chip and then don't register it. If you get a chip and you don't register it, it's fucking worthless. You can call AKC. AKC has a chip hotline. I forget what it's called. AKC home something, and then AKC reunion, and then there's home again. You can call both of them, and they'll look that chip up for you. And if it's not registered to anybody, you're fuck out of luck, okay? Which is what happened the first people I called, which was Home Again. Then I called AKC Reunion. And before all of that happened, though, I was asking up and down the street, do any of you guys know this dog? Nobody. The guy, I don't know, about across the street, four doors down from me, says, yeah, that dog belongs to Tiffany. She's a tenant over here at so-and-so's. I said, cool. Okay. So I know my neighbor, and I texted her, and I said, I got this dog, blah, 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 blah. Bam, that was my text. Now I'm on the phone to Home Again. What's the chip number, sir? Here's the chip number. And just as I'm laying this chip number on him, I go, hey, I just got a text from my neighbor. I found out where the dog belongs. And the guy, bless his heart, was like, oh, that's so wonderful. That's great. He was like, he was happier than I was. So I said, thank you. I don't need your help. Bless you. Goodbye. And I found out the dog belonged to the tenant who was leasing the home of my neighbor right across the street. And so, and before that, I had taken this little guy walking. I took him out walking a couple of times. He was fantastic. He's 14 years old, but he had all kinds of fucking energy, pissing on everything in sight, marking his territory, marking hydrants, goddamn mailboxes. He marked my furniture upstairs before we grabbed him. Took a couple of shits. You know, he was fantastic. took him back down to the other end of the street. Almost took him right onto the beach. Come to find out subsequently that there's a neighborhood bar not too far from where I live, right across the street from the beach, that he went into a couple times. So they knew him in the bar. And I don't know what that says about him, but it was fortunate in that at least he has other friends besides me on the street. And of course, my neighbor, who the woman who owns the house, loves this little dog. And a couple of times, as it turns out, this is not the first time this has happened. This little guy has gotten out. He went down to the neighborhood bar. They wanted to adopt him and take him to Redondo Beach, where I think a couple of bartenders live. That's how, you know, like, seriously fucking concerned for the dog's well-being and pissed off they were. I was this close to calling Shih Tzu Rescue, because that's the breed of dog. It's a Shih Tzu. It's a Chinese dog, originally bred for Buddhist temples. It was like a sentinel dog. It could bark and yak and blat and make a lot of fucking noise if anybody was coming around, any creeps that were coming around the old temple. So I was that close to calling Shih Tzu Rescue, and I was that close to calling Camarillo Rescue, which is a fantastic, they're no-kill rescue. If you want to call rescue, and I really, unless these people could guarantee to me that this guy was going to be absolutely fantastically well-treated, I was never really serious about turning him over to rescue. But I've been talking to people about no-kill rescues, Shih Tzu Rescue, which is a place where they obviously treat these animals really well. Anyway, I was thinking about a lot of shit, and I was going to take him down to Maria. She was going to adopt him. Then she found out he was deaf, and she was, and I understand, reluctant to take on an animal with a disability. So there's where we were, and I was collating in my head, okay, where do I put him in relation to the fucking cats? What part of the house can he live in? And he's got the whole outside, the patio, the back patio area, that would be fine. In fact, at one point, I opened the front door, he went out of the front patio. And I'm like doing something. The next thing I know, I hear this barking at the back door near where, you know, my office is. And I, what the fuck did he do? Oh, he went around all the way around the side of the goddamn house, went around down the back of the house, went down the side of the house, and came out this way. So anyway, turns out he belonged across the street. Now, I'd been to the vet with him. Then I'd also gone over to Petco and picked up this senior dog food, Life Science or some shit like that. I forget the name of the shit, but it's a special kibble for elderly dogs. And I got that. I got a bowl of water, and I walked him over to this house. And I locked the gate. She said to me, you got to secure the gate. She had some workmen there. They were doing some painting, and they didn't secure the gate. So I secured the gate. The house is pitch black. The woman that owns this dog is on the fucking road, off doing some work, not home. So this little guy is in this house, pitch fucking black house. And as it turns out, he's an elderly dog. She feeds him well, treats him well, but leaves him alone for extended periods, which he's gotten used to. But if the gate's left open, because there's a dog door that lets him go in and out, and that's what happened, these guys, there's a whole elaborate way. The latch on the gate is busted. The rock wasn't put against the fucking gate, and the thing didn't, you know, the ding, 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 the dog is out. And today, my neighbor came by, and we went to see him, to see how he was. We went in, and there he was, sacked out on the couch, She says, boy, he's really tired. I said, well, it doesn't surprise me. I said, all Friday night, he and I were both awake basically the whole night. I said, I was tired. He's getting more sleep than me, you know? So Maria said to me, well, you're happy, but you're sad. I said, I'm happy because he's found his way home. I'm sad because I kind of got attached to this dude. But anyway, here's the upshot. My neighbor's going to have a talk with the person who owns his dog and tell them, that, you know, this can't happen again because the dog's going to be adopted out to somebody else, obviously. Now, I know that this lady's had this dog for a long time. There's a collar and a leash and all kinds of stuff, food. The dog's well fed. So it's not like the animal is neglected in terms of basic life necessities. But he's a little deaf, poor little deaf dog that could use a lot of exercise. And that's the other thing. This woman doesn't think the dog can. She says it's an elderly dog. This is what she says to my neighbor. It's an elderly dog. He can't go that far. Well, bullshit, because both of us, me and my neighbor, have walked this dog. I walked this guy 3 fucking blocks. He was leading me. He's fine. And she did the same thing. He needs to get out. And I said, I'll walk him. I don't give a shit. I'll walk him. I'll hang out with him all goddamn day. You know? He can come over, just hang in the patio. And when she gets home from work or whatever the hell, you can go back over there if you want. I don't give a shit. Fine with me. It'll cost you $50 an hour. I'm kidding. But we'll see what you know how people are with their animals? They think they know them best, which is like the biggest line of horse shit the world has ever known. Yeah, you're going to love your fucking dog right into the ground, lady. You know, you'll love your goddamn dog right into a fucking early grave. Well, I know that he's this and he's that and he's something else. Okay, fine. But if I find that motherfucker walking around, you know how pissed I was. If any of you guys saw my post on Facebook, I was pissed, you know. I even said to my neighbor, I said, 14 days in the state of California is abandonment, and that's a felony. I think it's a felony. Close to it. You know, that's the police get involved. So that wasn't that case, but you know, I just didn't want to see this guy. What time is it, man? I'm running my fucking mouth. What is it? I got the goofiest idea for a show tonight. The goofiest fucking idea.
Hello, this is Margaret Gray, and with me is the great, what is this guy's name? Lang Newton?
Is that it? Hello, everyone. I'm Lang Newton, and these are my Lang Newton classics. You and I were sitting by a fire. Then I heard the noise. Much to my surprise, it was a man from outer space taking my place with you. And the funny thing, to me and only to me, is this guy will do his own mouth music. I know. I think I've done one of these before where the guy does his own mouth music. Well, come on, where's he? Lang Delton.
Lang Delton, who not only sings these great songs, his great self-composed original classics, he also does the music using his own mouth. He sings his own... That's it. He sings his own music. Here's Lang Newton with the great classic, Something Attacked Me on My Way to My Car Last Night.
What the fuck?
Something attacked me on my way to my car last night.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Something attacked me on the way to my car. Something attacked me on the way to my car last night. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Something attacked me on the way to my car. Something attacked me on the way to my car last night.
Yes, Lang, that is a great one. When did you write that?
I wrote that just now. Just this moment. And no, it's not improvised, and no, it isn't just some lazy piece of writing. No, I wrote that. I actually worked out the music.
And what about the instrumentation?
The instrumentation, I did, if you'll notice, I did horns and strings. Listen. I'm telling you, that's instant comedy right there, man. For me. Right.
Lang, do you play piano?
I do. Listen. Here we go. So the Raiders get their asses beat. Look at Rudin. What's the guy's name, Gruden? He's screaming at Carr. Looks like you got your asses kicked there. Oh, it's tied up at Arizona 14-14. Carr gets sacked. Oh, ho. Fight breaks out. They got another quarterback in there. No, they don't have another quarterback in there. Now they're friends again. Did you lose the game? Bet you ain't friends anymore. Wide receiver screen, short of the first down. 2014 Oakland. 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Jesus H. Christ, Gruden, get a handle on your fucking team. Gruden and Carr do not see eye to eye. Look at the pass. Is it picked up? No, what a toss. This kid's got a fucking arm. Are you kidding me? Hey, man, where the fuck? You won one! You keep Gruden for another year? I do. You know the guy's a winner. You know he's a fucking winner. But, and you know, our good friend Dick Vermeil. God, Jesus. Dick Vermeil had a 20-year, was it 20 years between head coaching stints? I don't know. Derek Carr is brothers of David Carr, who quarterbacked the Houston. He was the expansion quarterback for the. He was the expansion quarterback for the Houston Texans. I don't want your brother staring at you while you get dressed. It's such a mess. I must confess. I don't want your brother staring at you while you get dressed. He's a sick pervert. That's my purview. No, wait. That's something I get to do. I crept around. Let me see. I'm going to have to get some titles to songs. A curious thing happened to me after I left you at the dance. A man with a cape and pointed teeth asked me to take a chance. He bit me on the neck. Yeah. Sucked me dry. Now I'm one of the undead. Hey, life. Bye-bye. Dracula lives in my hometown. Now don't make that. Now don't that make me a clown. Okay. Dracula lives in my hometown. All right. Is my watch right? Hey, is my watch right? 3 minutes slow. All right, I gotta get me a Diet Pepsi. Hang the fuck on. I don't want that fucking vet tech, though, that I had yesterday. When I took him in to the vet, while the doctor was examining him, she had her fingers shoved into his throat like that. And I don't know why I didn't say anything, but I didn't. I figured she knew what she was doing, but I could clearly see he was struggling with this motion. It was almost like a choking motion. Now, the doctor could see it, so the thing of it is why control an animal until you know what he's going to do? Some dogs will sit there and let you check his motherfucking heart till the cows come home. When I used to work for a veterinarian when I was a kid. I did. Would you believe there were some cats you could give a bath to and they wouldn't fucking move? There was one cat we had. I held that cat in one hand and hosed him off with the other. That guy didn't do shit. Depends on the animal. Some people don't, you know, some people work their way into those jobs and they don't like fucking animals. It pays well. It's a mechanical job. The goddamn veterinarian themselves is probably too goddamn stupid or doesn't give a fuck to take a look and see what the... I'm not saying that was the case with this person. And just because you're a veterinarian doesn't mean you like animals. I mean it. Okay? Just because you work around animals doesn't mean you like them. Don't be fooled by that shit. The money's good. The work's good. The hours are good. Wait, there's a million and one other fucking reasons why somebody's going to be a veterinarian or work with animals that got nothing to do with liking fucking animals. Keep that in mind. Number one, ask yourself, does the veterinarian that you're taking your... Does he have any pets? And don't give me this goddamn shit about, well, all of my pets are the dogs that I work on. Yeah, bullshit. I wouldn't give you 5 cents for a veterinarian that doesn't have pets. Doesn't have a pet. And I don't... And I'm not talking about a goldfish. Goddamn Eagles, Christ, do they fucking suck. Too much partying, man. Too much off-season whatever. Too many good times, Jack. I'm not giving her any food because if she's hungry, she'll... You okay, baby? She looks like she's okay. She's not throwing up or anything, but she's not... Oh, now here, look at this. Now she wants to come on over here. Okay. What do you think, Brea? Huh? What a weekend, huh? Brea got right up in this fucking dog, this little Max dog, or Charlie, and they were hissing and barking at each other. At one point, she started to do that swatting thing, and he started to do that shit. So it wasn't good. I had to get in the middle of them. I had to bust it up. The hell of a goddamn... Yeah, there was about a six-hour period there where Brea's all like, what the fuck is this, man? I'm the queen of the fucking hop around this joint. What the fuck? What do you got going on here? I'm like, hey, you got a roommate. She's all, bullshit. Oh, Christ. Fucking thirsty. Thirsty as hell. Look at those eyeballs, man. Check out those eyes. Wow. That was Goofina. Yeah, maybe most of the insulin. The other thing I gave her was a B12 shot, so maybe she's digging that. She's probably grooving on that, you know. Nothing like B12 in the middle of the day to... You muted me, girl. Well, what I'm going to do is I found out, I let her get her jollies and then put her back on the chair and not try to do battle with her while I'm trying to do the show, you know, while she's crawling all over top of shit. She's got this period. When I come in here, I sit down. She's got to get up in my fucking shit. So, okay, yeah. So she's walking all over this stuff. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. You make me feel so young. That's a sneeze, huh? Was that a sneeze? Yeah, this guy, Ted's his name. That's a little doggy. And somebody's rescued. I told you, did I tell you guys the day after the fires broke out when I went out on the beach and I took that shot of the sky? I don't know if you saw it or not. There was a woman sitting on the beach with a German Shepherd, big, gorgeous German Shepherd. And the Shepherd's laying there and she's sitting with it. And she had been evacuated over to our beach here from Oak Park, where her daughter, her daughter lives here. He just muted everything. Brea, honey.
You just muted everything that I have.
Do you want your water? You want your water? Here. Do you want this? Brea, do you want this? There we go. All right. She's had about enough of this bullshit, so she's cool. This was a rescue shepherd. You never saw a more beautiful dog. And friendly as hell. And had never been on a beach before, so this dog was digging the sand, man. He couldn't dig enough goddamn holes that, you know, he couldn't quite dig because sand, you know, it's sand. All right, so I think she's over back on the chair. Who won this fucking... Jacksonville beat Pittsburgh, right? This fucking Roethlisberger cannot throw a goddamn football to save his ass. And Jacksonville's coverage is, like, brutal. Brutal. Whoosh. There's another pick. Although the receiver, Brown, is that Antonio Brown? He could have fucking did a little bit better job fighting for that one. Denver beat LA. Pardon me. Watch this. Look at this pass. Wide fucking... And there's an interference call. No, there wasn't. There's a flag. The ball... What? Oh, God. They didn't count that score? Come on, bitch. Jesus Christ. The great catch. What a pass. What a pass. Boy, all the things he did wrong in the first half. I hope you don't throw a pick here. Don't think twice. It's all... He picks another fucking pick. Four goddamn picks. Ah, face mask. Woo-hoo! Right? Where's the face mask? Touchdown. Let's see that again, man. Let's see that shit again. Knee. Oh, well, it already broke the plane, though. The ball was already over. That's the worst goddamn performance by a fucking quarter. What is it? Two picks. No, three picks. He got a rushing touchdown. Two touchdowns. Jesus H. Christ, what a shit slop game that was for him. 27 of 47. Oh, well. Just over 50%. 27 in the second half. That's a winner, man. That's what they say when they say to you, you know what, man? Doesn't matter how, as long as you win. Boy, oh boy. You and I, we're just like a couple of tots. All right. Man, oh fucking man. When this goddamn Houston-Washington game, I hear this was an abortion for Washington. And who got injured? Oh, Christ. What's his face? Was it Alex Smith? Alex Smith got injured very badly. Or bad, not badly. Saying that he got injured badly means that it wasn't much of an injury. Now, here comes the injury to Smith. He probably snapped his shin bone. Let me guess. Let me see. I'll bet you anything he snapped a fucking shin bone or something. Where is that him, number 11? No. I didn't get injured on that play. Okay. How'd he get hurt? Must have snapped a fucking bone. Yeah, snapped his shin. He's in a lot less pain. If you ever saw the Joe Theismann injury, it was scary as shit. You know, the shin is just one solid fucking bone, and you could see when Lawrence Taylor tackled Joe Theismann, you saw the shin bone do one of these. Very graphically. It's in other words, the leg bent in a way that... No, not supposed to bend like that. And I swear to Christ, that was exactly what happened to Alex Smith. Boy, that's... Oh, Jesus. 7 minutes left. Good strong boot right through the pipes. Dustin Hoffman. I'm kidding. Come on, Dustin, bring it back through the pipes. There it is. Bang. No? Short? Oh, you motherfucker. No kidding. Gotta have some leg, man. Broken tibia and fibula. Was it the arm or was it the leg? That's Jay. That's John's brother. Wow. So it wasn't the leg, huh? It was. They didn't show it. I didn't see it. But the Joe Theismann injury was. Oh, Jesus Christ! Ugly man. All right. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how we're going to do this. I may abort this thing. I figure for. I love it.
How you doing, baby?
How you doing there, Thunder? Or Brad? Hi, man. I can't do that, man. Where's the scheduler? When is this thing due? Tomorrow at 4? At what time? 3. That's not early. It's 3 o'clock. Where's my boy, Keegan? This would not be... All right. What is this show? Thanksgiving is finally here. H-E-A-R. Or I understand they may be a bit... what is that called? Maybe they're being ironic, but I don't think so. What do I want to do here? See, ironic. You know what ironic means? It means humorous. It just means humorous. It doesn't mean anything more than that. I mean, maybe down through the years, the people have, you know, the meaning has changed to something like, you know, shit that's supposed to be one way but isn't. Kind of, I think that's what some people think it means. No, it doesn't. Irony is humor. Plain and goddamn simple. Right. Hey, everybody. Thanksgiving is finally H-E-A-R. And Podcast One Sportsnet is your home for the best football podcasts.
Hello, I'm Margaret Gray, and today Lang Selton,
what's his name? There's going to be a lot of editing on this motherfucker. Let me just warn you. Because I'm just going to play this thing by ear. Lang Delton. We ready to go? We're not? Okay, good. Perfect. Hey, everybody. Thanksgiving is finally here, and Podcast One Sportsnet is your home for the best football podcast to help you kick off your Turkey Day games. Get all your football chatter from the biggest names in football, including Dan Patrick, Rick... Hey, everybody. Thanksgiving is finally here, and Podcast One Sportsnet is your home for the best football podcast to help you kick off your turkey... Hey...